Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 30, verse 33. As churning the milk produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. Agitation. John Corson comments, rather than letting hurt feelings heal, those who continually revisit the problems and rekindle the fire of misunderstanding will make the situation infinitely worse. As sure as stirring milk results in butter and wringing the nose brings forth blood. Let's take an example. Your friend calls. She's livid. Her mother-in-law was domineering and rude on Christmas Day. Your friend is hurt and wants to vent. Okay, what kind of friend are you, really? A carnal friend would not just be sympathetic. She would add fuel to the fire, adding criticism and reinforcing the woundedness. This does not help, and it is not true friendship either. As true godly friends, this very same encounter could take you both to a higher place, the cross. First, just listen, but pray as you listen. Sometimes when people share, they see things more clearly. Then ask, how can I help? How can I encourage you in the Lord? Then, don't hang up until you've said, let's pray regarding your mother-in-law. And let's pray for her right now. I heard it said, you cannot truly pray for someone and hate them at the same time. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's word will make you wise.